inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we try growing herbs. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
We haven't talked about herbs in quite a long time.
I don't know if we've ever talked about herbs, honestly, so figure it must be time.
So what are some of the more popular varieties that some of us might want to use in cooking? What are some of the easy ones first?
So, yeah, easy ones, let's start with some annuals. Dill, cilantro, and I don't know if basil is necessarily easy. We pretty much have to grow that one indoors, but the dill and the cilantro at least are easy outdoors in the garden or in a greenhouse. As far as that goes, I've got some cilantro, which is bolting. I just planted a new batch of that. That I use usually in Mexican cooking, and in fact, I've made some ceviche last week with some fresh halibut, which is always good. And but we can also talk a little bit about how to keep the stuff too. It's some can be a challenge. Cilantro loses its flavor when it's dried. Dill is terrific when it's dried, and basil likewise. You almost have to freeze it to keep that. Then some other easy outdoor ones, chives. Of course, everybody can or should grow chives. Again, that's one that should be frozen. Dried, it has no flavor. Garlic, we've probably talked almost enough about garlic. But oregano and tarragon are two more that are relatively easy outdoors. Oregano likes good drainage and grows well, dries well, is terrific fresh, of course, in cooking and such also. Tarragon is another one of those that almost needs to be frozen rather than dried, again, to maintain flavor.
Is it too late to start any of these outdoors right now? I mean, that's...
Well, for the annuals, no. The annuals we can certainly plant now, and they will grow. Chives, no problem. If you can get divisions from folks, something like... And garlic, of course, won't be planted till fall. But oregano and tarragon, again, as divisions, the challenge is starting some of these from seed. They're very slow from seed, most herbs. If we're looking at sage, thyme, and rosemary or oregano, but they can be started, and some of those will you will be able to keep them going. So if you can find somebody who's got plants already, some divide well. But that's so something like sage is something normally I buy as a plant, and same thing with thyme, and buy them as plants in the spring and grow them in pots. I've got some in front of me on my deck here that I enjoy, and sage can overwinter in a greenhouse plunged in a pot if they're kept on the dry side.
Okay, but your best bet for some of these varieties maybe just to start them indoors and keep them indoors for the time being then, right?
Sure, that's an option too, and then you can keep those, if you've got a light set up, you can keep them going all winter through the winter, and then you can continue to harvest from them through the winter when it's more of a challenge to get fresh herbs. That's a great thing. I mean, for me, rosemary is something I really, really enjoy. I've got one plant in a 5-gallon pot I've had. It's about 5 or 6 years old. It's large. That one is outdoors for the summertime. Goes into my garage window for the winter. And again, I can go out there and pinch off some fresh rosemary, which is outstanding. You know, if you want a little taste of that, it doesn't take too much. Some people accuse me of using a little too much rosemary along with my too much garlic, but I can't imagine that.
And if you decide to harvest an outdoor variety before it starts freezing and before the growth slows down, can you like harvest it all or most of a plant before you freeze it or before you dry it? Or
sure,
should you leave
sure
a little
you can. I mean, if you're not planning to keep it going, you know, you can, otherwise we can pinch it off and clip off. I mean, you can give it a hard haircut very often. Some of these, like oregano and sage and thyme, and if you have the right conditions, they will resprout if you feed it and water it and all that sort of thing. But yeah, cutting them off, if you've decided, you know, frost is coming, it's November. I mean, literally, that's about when I finally give up on mine. And because most of these herbs do take a bit of frost to start with. So harvest them hard, and like I said, whether you're just drying them, you know, many of them are easy to dry just on a cookie sheet in the house, or use a dehydrator on a fairly low heat, or hang them up in bunches. That also works. Or if you're freezing, then some folks will freeze them in a little bit of water in ice cube trays. Another good way is to actually make an herb vinegar or an herb oil. You know, you can warm up oil with herbs in them. Or put them into vinegar, and you've got flavored vinegar to make salad dressings and such.
Okay, Ed, we got to go. Thanks.
Okay.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.